चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
इंडियाज डेबिट टू जीडीपी रेशियो में राइज टू 87.6% एसबीआई इको रैप। इंडियाज डेबिट टू ग्रॉस डोमेस्टिक प्रोडक्ट रेशियो कुड क्लाइम टू 87.6% दिस फिस्कल, अप फ्रॉम 72.2% लास्ट ईयर ड्यू टू कोलैप्सिंग जीडीपी एंड कॉन्सिक्वेंटली हायर बोरोइंग्स, according to the research note by SBI EcoRap released on Monday. The country's gross debit is likely to be around 170 lakh crore in FY21 as compared to rupees 146.9 lakh crore in FY20, said the research publication of State Bank of India. Interestingly, the GDP collapse is pushing up the debit to GDP ratio by the least 4%, implying that growth rather than continued fiscal conservatism is the only mantra to get us back on track. The report warned that the higher debit amount will be lead to shifting the fiscal responsibility and budget management target of combined debit to 60% of GDP by FY23 by 7 years. The target is now expected to be achievable only in FY30. Fiscal estimates have gone every across the globe amid higher pandemic-related expenditures together with declining GDP growth. The debit-to-GDP ratio has been adversely affected in all the countries. We again reiterate that the current thinking of rating downgrade in policy circles is false negative, as India's rating is likely to face a litmus test of downgrade in FY21. Depending on what we have done to bring growth back to track, said Soumya Kanti Ghosh, Group Chief Economic Advisor at SBI. The report said that the current level of foreign exchange reserves is insufficient to meet any external debit obligation. On the internal debit, since most of the debit is domestically owned, the debit servicing of the same is not an issue. In the current situation, our nominal GDP growth is likely to contract significantly, and based on this, our interest growth differential will turn positive in FY21, thus raising serious questions on debit sustainability. In the current situation in India, said the report, both the key interest rate and GDP are expected to fall further. Our nominal GDP growth is likely to contract, and based on this, our interest growth differential may turn positive also. Further, if interest rates are higher than expected, then the cost of rolling over a given debit increases.